ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. So inshallah, let's continue with the Quranic diagrammatic overviews. And today inshallah, we want to take Juz 13, which will comprise of Surah Yusuf, the remaining part from Ayah 53 onwards to the end of the Surah, the whole of Surah Ar-Ra'd, and Surah Ibrahim. So let's continue inshallah, bismillah. We looked up to the up to Ayah 52 of Surah Ibrahim, Surah Yusuf, just to remind ourselves. And as you can, you probably realize, this is a new diagram. This is not in the previous document. So inshallah, this is an update. As we are going through this, we are updating where we can, inshallah, to make it easier. So we have covered up to the fourth part of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sorry, Yusuf alayhi salam. Now, recapping the central theme first of all, the glad tidings to the Prophet ﷺ of the conquest of Makkah and complete domination on and authority. One day the Quraysh of Makkah will also be at the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ, just as Yusuf's brothers. So, and we highlighted yesterday six similarities, just preliminary, between the life of the Prophet ﷺ and the story of Yusuf ﷺ. Anybody remember anything from that? Even just one thing? Excellent, Ahsant. Yeah. Yusuf alayhi salam, he remained in the well for 3 days. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he remained in the Ghar of Thawr, the cave of Thawr, for 3 days. And there are other similarities. Khair. Then let's move on then to the fifth part. The heading for the fifth part here is the first visit by his brothers to Egypt. Now that Ibrahim, that now Yusuf alayhi salam, he has now been given the job of the agricultural minister, if you like, of Egypt, and he is now involved and he is running the whole maintenance, the whole bringing together of the agricultural products of Egypt. So he is building huge storage resources, where they will store huge amounts of wheat, etc., and grain for the next 7 years. And after 7 years, they will have 7 years of drought where there will be nothing. So now they are in the process of this. And as a result of this, the remaining areas or the surrounding areas of that area, they are all now coming towards Egypt because they have heard of this news that there is grain there. We can go and we can buy the grain from there. So Islam does not encourage us to hoard wealth, especially that is of use for the public. Because a very clever businessman could have said, well, let's make lots of money out of this, a great opportunity. We'll hoard all of this and then we will sell at whatever price and then people will have to, because this is open market. Yeah? No. Yusuf alayhi salam, his intention was to help people. Of course, there may have been some cost involved as well, but that wasn't the objective. Khair. Anyway, so his brothers now, they are coming now to Egypt because they also are in need of grain. So they come to Egypt, subhanAllah. And these ayat, they're amazing. Allahu Akbar. We take this ayah 58 and 59. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون. So his brothers, they entered into, yeah, Egypt. He recognized them because he has grown old. He was very young. Yeah, some people say that he was teenager maybe, or maybe even younger when he was thrown into the well. But they didn't recognize him because he has now grown into a man. So they could not recognize him. And the other thing is that how far-fetched Can it be? A brother that we threw in the well survives, maybe. Survives, we would maybe have found him a year later. But now, 10 years later maybe, or 15 years later, the king of Egypt, nearly he as if he is, of course not, too far-fetched, yeah? So they would never have recognized him. وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخِلْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. And when he had furnished them with their supplies, so they come for the grain, etc., and he gives them, he says, bring me a brother of yours from your father. So he is missing Binyamin now, yeah? أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلَ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. Because do you not see that I give full measure and I'm the best of accommodators? Yani, he is encouraging them to bring back Binyamin on the next trip, because he knows they will have to come back, because they can only carry so much. This will run out in a certain time. And what he does, subhanAllah, is something even more important for us to think about. He did his best to try to encourage them to bring Binyamin back. So he actually gave them something extra. Yeah? In the storage or in the sacks that they had. So that when they get to their home and when they open it and disclose it, this will encourage them and remind them that, look at this man, he's so generous. He gave us more than our fair share. So hence, because they will be in need, are more likely to come back and they are more likely to then please him by bringing Binyamin back. So he tried his best for Binyamin to come back to him. Khair. Let's take 67 then, in this story. Now, when they go back, they tell Yaqub alayhi salam that, Ya Abi, look at this man, he's so generous, he has given this extra. So let's take Binyamin with us. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he's very, very cautious now, yeah, because he has already lost a son. So he says, how can I now let him go? And I've lost a son before this. Eventually, they persuade him, and he's persuaded, and he says, I believe and I trust in Allah, and I give him in that trust. And then he gives them some advice not to go together as a band of brothers, because there will be 11 of them together. Go from different entrances into the city, not to attract undue attention. This has itself many benefits for us to learn from. Not to attract undue attention, because there is another, yeah, the evil eye. And when you see 11, mashallah, handsome brothers, like the brothers here, mashallah, together, so, yeah, be careful, don't go out together, inshallah, yeah, too much. So this may attract undue attention to you, so go from different doors. So he says, وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ وَمَا أُغْنِي أَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتْ وَعَلَيْهِ يَفَتْلِ وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. So he said, I trust in Allah. This is just what we need to do, yeah, to avoid any undue attention, but I trust in Allah, that He will protect you, not my plan. Okay, so I make the plan, do my best, but I trust in Allah. And we should trust in Allah Ta'ala after we have done our best. So they enter into Egypt again. Let's move on then. So they have now come to Egypt. Second time. So let's move on then. So we've gone from the first visit to the second visit. Now let's see the next. What happens next now in the story? This is ayat 80 to 87. Let's take most of these ayat. So what happens? Yusuf alayhi salam, he plans that he wants to keep Benjamin behind. So he, in one of the sacks, he places a very precious, a very pricely cup, something, or goblet, something like this, yeah, into the sack. And then somebody announces that the royal goblet or the royal cup is missing. Somebody has stolen it. So we now need to search everybody. And then when they search, of course, they find it in Binyamin's sack. They then try to negotiate with the Yusuf alayhi salam. So let's see this. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا Minhu khalasun najiyya. So when they had despaired of him, they secluded themselves in private consultation, meaning that he is not giving Binyamin up to them, although they offered themselves instead of him because they know Yaqub alayhi salam will be very upset. But Yusuf alayhi salam says, I cannot do this, this is injustice. He committed the crime, he needs to be, pay the price. Nobody can take his place. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ وَمَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفِ. Do you not know that your father has taken upon you an oath by Allah, and that before you failed in the duty of Yusuf, so we don't want to make that mistake again with Binyamin. So I will never leave this land until my father permits me or Allah decides for me, and he is the best of judges. So one of the brothers is saying, and most people say this is the eldest brother, that I can't leave, I can't go and face my dad again like this. So they then go back to Yaqub alayhi salam. Now look at what happens, subhanAllah. They go back and they say, oh father, this has happened. So look at the reaction of Yaqub alayhi salam. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Rather, your souls have enticed you to something, so patience is most befitting. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيل. Sabrun jameel is to have patience at the right time. Yes? So as soon as a calamity falls on a person, to be patient at that time, this is sabrun jameel. Because everybody after a few days will have patience, won't they? They will learn to be patient, because they have to deal with it. But to be patient right there and then, as the calamity strikes, this is sabrun jameel. أَسَلَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ وَالْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Perhaps Allah will bring them to me all together. Indeed, it is He who is the knowing, the wise. So He has still that hope as a father. After all these years, He's still in a hope. Not only for Binyamin, but also for Yusuf, because He said, Jami'an, bring them all together. SubhanAllah. This is an amazing, subhanAllah, test for the father. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَبْيَضَّتْ أَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. And he turned away from them and said, oh my sorrow over Yusuf, meaning he didn't say in front of them. He did not cry in front of them. He turned away, meaning in his privacy. And his eyes became wide from grief. SubhanAllah, he loses his sight. For he was a suppressor, meaning he did not make a big hoo-ha out of it. He felt it inside and he kept it inside. He did not make a big fuss about it. قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حردا أو تكون من الحالكين. They said, by Allah, you will not cease remembering Yusuf, because this has now brought back all the memories of Yusuf alayhi salam to Yaqub alayhi salam. But until you become fatally ill, or you will perish. Yani you are always grieving about him, always. SubhanAllah. This shows you that the prophets, Yaqub alayhi salam, even Yaqub alayhi salam, he's human at the end of the day. Grief is there. When the Prophet ﷺ, he lost Ibrahim, a son. Yeah, Prophet ﷺ had a son called Ibrahim, and he lost him. He passed away when he was an infant. Prophet ﷺ, he cried. And he said, we cry because we are human. But we, whatever Allah has decreed, we are happy with that. But this is who we are. We are what we are. We cannot suppress this. This is our emotion. SubhanAllah al-Azim. يَا بَنِي يَذْحَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفْ وَأَخِيهِ وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. So my sons, go and find out about Yusuf. Now you see, the quest for Yusuf has now been reignited. He's got more hope. SubhanAllah, Allah has given him some hope. And his brother, and despair not of the relief from Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِن رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرِينَ. And nobody despairs of the relief from Allah except the disbelieving people, because they don't have hope in Allah. Just like in another part of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَقْنَةٌ مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope and despair from the blessings and the mercy of Allah. Always expect, always hope for Allah Ta'ala's mercy and His forgiveness. Khair. Anyway, moving on then. We move to the next part, part 8. The third visit now by his brothers and their confession. So let's take 88 onwards. And now they are coming again, yeah? فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا دُرُّ وَجِئْنَا بِبِدَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفُوا لَنَا أَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقَ عَلَيْنَا. So when they entered upon him, Yusuf, they said, "Oh, Aziz." So this is his title now, yeah? Aziz, his title. "Oh, Aziz, adversity has touched us and our family," meaning that we are going through such difficulty now, our father especially, because you have restrained and you have reprimanded Binyamin. "We have come with goods, poor in quality, but give us full measure and be charitable to us. Indeed, Allah rewards the charitable." Meaning that we don't have enough money to even pay for the grain fully. "Qala hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusufa wa akhihi idh antum jahilun." And he says now to the brothers, now, yes, imagine this, he's now saying to the brothers, they have no idea about this, yeah? He says, "Do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant?" You remember that? Flashback. And look what they say. "Qalu aynaka anta Yusuf?" They say, "Are you Yusuf?" Subhanallah. Yeah? And he says, "Qala ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi." Yes, I am Yusuf and this is my brother Binyamin. "Qad manna Allahu alayna," subhanallah. He's saying, "Allah, He has favored us. He has given us these blessings." Yeah? He's not associating anything to himself. Allah is the one who has bestowed upon me these favors. "Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir fa inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin." Indeed, he who fears Allah and is patient, then indeed Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of those who do good. So he's encouraging brothers to do good. He's not, straight away he could have said, "Look what you did to me, I have depression for 20 years now." Yeah, he could have, couldn't he? And he had a right to, yeah? He could have cursed them. But he's encouraging them to do good. Subhanallah al-Azim. "Qalu tallahi." They said, "By Allah." So tallah is another type of swearing by Allah. So you have wallah, billah, yeah, till tallah. "Laqad atharaka Allahu alayna wa in kunna la khati'in." By Allah, certainly has Allah preferred you over us, and indeed we have sinned. We were the sinners. We did this mistake. And look at his response, subhanallah. "Qala la tathriba alaykum al-yawm." No blame on you upon today. Allahu Akbar. All his life he suffered because of those people. But he's saying, no blame on you. I do not blame you. Exactly what the Prophet ﷺ said when he entered into Makkah as the Fatih, the victor. He said to the people, "I say to you what Yusuf said to his brothers, لا تتريب عليكم اليوم. You are free now. وهو أرحم الراحمين. And Allah, He is the one who, the most merciful from the people who have mercy. Khair. Moving on then. The next section, the ninth section of this story. The shirt of Yusuf and the istighfar of Yaqub alayhi salam. So now, he says, "Idhhabu bi qamisi," 93, "hadha fa'alquhu ala wajhi abi ya'ti basira wa'tuni bi ahlikum ajma'in." Take this my shirt and cast it over the face of my father, he will become seeing, meaning he will come back to, his sight will come back to him, and bring me your family all together. So he's now saying, you go back, take my shirt, give this to my father, inshallah he will be able to see again. And you now come back with all your family, meaning your wife, your children, all of you. So these are the Bani Israel who are now migrating to Egypt. Yeah, historically, this is how they have reached Egypt through this incident. Now look at this, subhanAllah. وَلَمَّا فَصِلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ الرِّيحَ يُوسُفُ subhanAllah. And when the caravan departed from Egypt, their father said, "Indeed, I find the smell of Yusuf." Allahu Akbar. "Lawla an tufannidun." If you did not think me weakened in mind, meaning if you didn't think I've lost my mind. I didn't tell you this before, but I could just smell Yusuf. Allahu Akbar. This is what Yaqub alayhi salam is saying. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي دَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. They said, "By Allah, indeed you are in your same old era." So they're saying, what's wrong with you? Some of them who are with him, but they didn't all go. There's something wrong with you. What are you doing? Anyway, they came back. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَعَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَضَّ بَصِيرًا. So they brought the shirt back and the sight came back. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Yaqub alayhi salam is saying, did I not tell you something that you didn't know? Because Allah, He is the one who tells me. So now they realize. So they say, "Qalu ya abana astaghfir lana dhunubana inna kunna khati'in." Now they say, "Oh, our father, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us because we have sinned." Yaqub alayhi salam says, "Qala," he says, "sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi." Soon I will make istighfar for you from my Lord. innahu al-ghafur rahim, verily I find him and I expect and I am very, very optimistic that he is very gracious, very merciful to you. Anyway, so they now enter into Egypt. This is the next section, section 10, you could say, the final one in the story. The final visit by his brother, so they now come, and the gratitude of Yusuf regarding all of this. So let's take a few ayat here. So they now enter into Egypt. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّ لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And he raised his parents upon the throne, and they bowed to him in prostration. So this is his dream. And he said, وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَعْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبِّي حَقًّا. This is the now outcome of my dream that I found with my Lord to be true. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَّزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِّمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. My Lord has it made, and Allah was certainly good to me when He took me out of prison and brought you here from Bedouin life after Satan had induced or he had made between me and my brothers enmity. Indeed, my Lord is subtle in what He wills. Indeed, it is He who is the knowing, the wise. Now, one thing we didn't mention because of the time constraint that we are under, when Yusuf alayhi salam was in the well, Allah Ta'ala, He made him to feel, yeah, that he is going to meet them again. Allah made him feel that. It was such a strong feeling that this is not the end. To keep him strong and motivated. He knew this was not the end, this is the beginning. And now he is thanking Allah for the favors. He's not complaining. He's thanking Allah for the favors, because everything has a wisdom behind it. We don't know. Everything. We just don't know. As human beings, we are weak. And Surah Al-Kahf is the climax for that subject. We will, inshallah, when we get there. رَبِّ قَدْ أَتَيْتِنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَدِيثِ. Now he is praising Allah. He's saying, Allah, He is the one who gave me sovereignty on this, gave me authority, meaning I am now in charge of Egypt. And He taught me how to interpret the dreams. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now he is associating all goodness to Allah. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the creator and originator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah, you have been my wali in this dunya and I want it in the akhirah. And look at the dua of Yusuf. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. He is saying, Allah, I want to die Muslim. Meaning that to die Muslim is not easy. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَا إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, do not die but in a state of obedience to Allah. That when the death comes, you are not disobeying Allah. Is not easy. Because a person may disobey Allah and that second the angel of death comes. So not easy. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, and join me with the righteous. So this can mean one, that join me with the righteous in the hereafter, but also let the people who come after me, meaning my next generation, make them also righteous. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is saying to the Prophet ﷺ, this is from the news of the unseen that you did not have any knowledge of. Yeah? SubhanAllah, when they were plotting, you didn't know they were plotting, just like the Quraysh are plotting. Just like the Quraysh are plotting to expel you or to kill you, Prophet ﷺ. وَمَا أَكْثُرُ النَّاسِ لَوْ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ. Even if you are so... You remember we mentioned in end of Surah Tawbah, Haris. You remember this? Harisun. Yeah? And Ahrasan Nas, we said. Yeah? So although you are so desperate and you strive so hard for them, they still won't become believers. You keep trying. SubhanAllah. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And you do not ask of them for any payment. You are just a clear warner. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And how many signs within the heavens and the earth do they pass over? Every day we pass over signs. Every day. We wake up, we look outside in the mirror. Sorry, outside the mirror. The window. and you see the signs of Allah. The sun is there, the stars have gone now, the sky is there, yeah? The birds are chirping. SubhanAllah. Signs. Every day. And the night comes. SubhanAllah. And the rain falls. And the wind blows. How many signs? How many times we reflect that this is Allah's doing? SubhanAllah al-Azim. But Allah Ta'ala says, they just pass by. No big deal. It happens every day. So what? SubhanAllah al-Azim. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا هُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ This is very important. And most of them believe not in Allah, meaning they do believe in Allah, except but they do some sort of shirk. Especially the Quraysh. They believed in Allah. They believe there is Allah. Because when Allah asks the Prophet ﷺ to ask them, مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Who created the heaven and the earth? They said, Allah. But they didn't worship Allah alone. This was their shirk. And even today, many people, they will claim to believe in Allah alone, but they will not obey Him and His Rasul, which becomes a way of associating partners with His hukum, with His authority and with His legislation. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَخْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ Then do they feel secure that they will not come to them an overwhelming aspect of the punishment? This is saying to the Quraysh now. Are they fearful? Are they fearless of this? Or Allah? Or that the hour will not come upon them suddenly? Why they don't even realize? Because when the death comes, the person's hour has come. So do they not think about this? Just say to the people now, to the Prophet ﷺ, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي This is my way. Meaning this is my way. Yaqub's way. Ibrahim before that, his way. And Yusuf's way. This is my way. هذه سبيلي. أدعو إلى الله. I invite you to Allah. على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. We are on clear evidence. We are not following our forefathers blindly. On clear evidence. Me and the people who are following me, meaning the Ashab. وسبحان الله. And Allah, He is above what you associate with Him. وما أنا من المشركين. And I'm not from amongst the people who do shirk with Allah. You might as well take this inshallah, this last one, the last few ayat, let's just, because otherwise we leave it. We don't do a proper job, inshallah, let's do it properly. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالٌ نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ And we sent not before you as messengers except men to whom we revealed from among the people of the cities. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ So have they not travelled through the earth and observed how was the end of those before them? And I mentioned before, on their caravan routes they could see the ruins of the previous nations that were destroyed. And in the next few surahs we will find, Allah Ta'ala mentions that this is on your way, meaning that this is on your travels. You see these nations, but you don't take heed. حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءَ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَعْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ They continued until when the messengers despaired. So now this is talking about the believers, yeah? In Makkah especially, yeah? And were certain that they had been denied, they came to them our victory. Yeah? And when we come to Surah Al-Ankabut especially, yeah? When Khabbab ibn al-Ard, he came to the Prophet ﷺ, we mentioned this before. And he said, long hadith, that do you not pray for us because they are torturing us. Yeah? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, you are being hasty. Long hadith, we'll take it there. So, when you now think that where is the Nasr of Allah, then we give the Nasr, the help. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَعْسُنَا أَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ And our punishment cannot be repelled from the people who are criminals. So don't worry. The criminals will be punished. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Verily in this qasas, this أَحْسَنُ الْقَصَصِ The best of stories, there is a lesson, Ibra. Ibra, yeah, it means from Ubur, Abara, it means you are here, there's a river in between, yeah? You are standing on one side of the river. Yeah, on one side of the bank. And you can see the other side of the bank. You can see the other side without having to be there. Meaning that you can see What happens if I do this in the future? You take a lesson from it. This is Ibra. So, Ibra li ulil alba, for the people of intellect, ma kana hadithan yuftara. This is not something that has been made up. Walakin, but in fact, what is this? Tasdeeq alladhi bayna yadayh. This is just to confirm what is with you already from the previous books. وَالتَّفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and it explains everything in detail. وَحُدًا, and it is the guidance. وَرَحْمَةً, and a blessing. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, but only for the people who believe. So that, subhanAllah, this surah is amazing. Maybe inshallah if we do tafsir of this, we can hopefully try to learn more about it. Khair, inshallah, let's move on then to the next surah, Ar-Ra'd. Surah Ar-Ra'd, some introductory points regarding this surah. This also is revealed at the end of the Meccan period, approximately 12th of Nawawi, after Surah Yusuf. Here the mushrikeen were actively acting on their belief in shirk and in denying the hereafter and the risala. So they became even more proactive in their shirk, because they saw Tawheed as an opposition, yeah, as a challenge to their status quo in their belief. So they became more strong on that. And this is what happens when you are challenged, you usually become stronger on what you believe in. It talks about the struggle between the haqq and the batil, the truth and the falsehood. And this really was at its climax. Yeah, this struggle now is coming to a climax, where after which Allah Ta'ala, He will send His nusra, His help. Because Allah Ta'ala, His sunnah is to test, yeah, to test the believers to the limit. Yeah, subhanAllah al-Azim. Prophet ﷺ said that everyone will be tested according to his iman. And he was asked, who has the greatest test? He says, the Anbiya, the prophets. And out of those prophets, the greatest test is the test of the Prophet ﷺ. As he said that, if you take, just to understand it, this is just to paraphrase it, this is not the hadith. But just imagine, as one of our scholars, may Allah protect him, he used to say, if you take all the prophets and their headaches, yeah, and you take the headaches of Nuh alayhi salam, put them in a basket. Of Musa alayhi salam and Firaun, put them in a basket. Of Ad, yeah, Hud alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, all of the headaches, collect them, put them in a basket, then you put that on the basket, the head of the Prophet alayhi salam, this was his headache. SubhanAllah. Because he is the best of creation. And he is the best in iman, hence his headache is the greatest. But then his daraja is the greatest as well. His level and his status is the greatest in the eyes of Allah in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala, He tests the person according to his iman. This doesn't mean that we should ask for test. We should never ask for test. We should ask for afiyah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. We should ask Allah, Allah, give me afwa wal afiyah, forgiveness and peace, tranquility, security in this dunya and in the hereafter. This is what we should ask for every day, in the morning and in the evening. Yeah? From the adhkar of the Prophet. So anyway, so hardship was there, but then Allah Ta'ala is giving glad tidings and He is giving them motivation to remain strong and steadfast. Let's take the central theme of this surah now, Surah Ar-Ra'd. Ar-Ra'd means, what does Ra'd mean? Who can tell us? Ar-Ra'd. Sorry, before we go ahead, this is useful. I'm not going to go through this. This is linking all the surahs that we have covered so far, yeah, in one diagram with some sort of central theme in it. So it might be good, inshallah, for you to have a look at that at some point. Khair. Surah Ar-Ra'd, central theme. Ar-Ra'd means... thunder, yeah, Ar-Ra'd, yeah. Those who accept the invitation of the Prophet ﷺ and the Quran, they are wise. Those who reject the Tawheed and resurrection and they plot against the truth, they lack wisdom. Both have different characteristics and different outcomes. So Allah Ta'ala is distinguishing between the two in this surah. Okay, the first section then, ayat 1 to 18. Let's start with the surah then, inshallah. Alif Lam Mim Ra. Tilka ayatul kitab walladhi unzila ilayka min rabbikal haqq walakin aktharan nasi la yu'minun. Alif Lam Mim Ra. These are the verses of the book, and what has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, but most of the people do not believe. So here there are some proofs, yeah, given here. Let's look at these, some of the ayat. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri amadin tarawunaha. So this is which type of ayah? Ayah in the creation. Yeah? Let's recap different types of ayat, yeah? Make a note. Ayat Qur'ani, first of all. The ayat or the signs of Qur'an. Every ayah is a sign, is a symbol, is a reminder for something that we instinctively know already. Okay? Ayah, Qur'an, number one. Then there are ayat afaqi. Or you could say, ayat in the creation. Yeah? There is one other word for it, Arabic word, I can't remember. Maybe Ustad Adnan remembers. Kauniyah, jazakallah khair, that's it. Kauniyah, yeah? The ayat, the signs in creation. Then there are the ayat of the history. Yes, what is the Arabic for that? Tarikhiyah. Tarikhiyah, maybe. Tarikhiyah. I thought maybe, I don't know. Tarikhiyah then. Jazakallah khair. And then there are ayat anfusi. Signs within a person. Your nafs is a sign. And I forgot to mention nafs in Surah Yusuf. I wanted to, but I forgot. So four ayat, yeah? We have the notes? Sorry? We'll do that maybe, yeah? But you got the four at least, yeah? Ayat of Quran, ayat in the kauniya, in the creation, ayat tarikhiya, in the history, and ayat anfusi, in ourselves. Now nafs, I wanted to very briefly talk about. Nafs, in Surah Yusuf says, nafs al-ammara, yeah? Nafs al-ammara, tum bisu. So there are three types of nafs, just make a note, yeah? One is nafs al-ammara, which is the that part of your nafs which that encourages you strongly to do wrong. Okay? Ammara is from Amr. Amr is command. Ammara is commands you a lot and all the time. Bisu, with evil. This is one type of nafs. Nafs ammaratun bisu. Then there is nafs al-lawwama. Which surah? Jazakallah khair, mashallah, ahsant. Surah Al-Qiyamah. Yeah? Nafs al-lawwama. Nafs al-lawwama, that is your biting conscience. It bites you when you do something wrong. Lawwama, a lot. Yeah? Lawwama means blames you. Why did you do that? So this is a positive strength because it keeps you away from evil, yeah? And now, if the person ignores and fights, does jihad with his nafs al-ammaratun bisu, and listens to his nafs al-lawwama, then the nafs then becomes nafs al-mutma'inna. In surah? Which surah? Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya. Which surah? Surah al-Fajr. Yes? Good, now you have the references, inshallah ta'ala. You looked it up anyway. Khair, moving on then. So this, which is this ayah? Allahu alladhi rafa'a samawati bighayri amadin tarawunaha. Which ayah? From the four. It's ayah al-Qurani, of course, yeah? Which other one? Sufyan. The nafs, no, sorry, astaghfirullah. The ayah kawniyah, in creation, isn't it? Yeah? Created the heavens and the earth, the heavens rather, without pillars. Anyway, let's move on. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. And then he rose above his throne. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ is which type of ayah? Let's have a little quiz now. Not the ayat that we mentioned today, from Surah Al Imran. Ayat muhkam and ayat mutashabih. Which ayah is this? ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. Good. So which one is it? Mutashabih. Yes, Allah Ta'ala, He rose over His throne in the way He suits His Majesty. We can't explain it. Yes, we cannot explain it. خير. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ, and He then gave you to your command, and He gave to your service the shams, the sun and the moon. كُلُّ يَجْرِي لِأَجْلِ مُسَمَّى. They are all orbiting for a specific time. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. He maintains and He decides all things. يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. He explains the ayat, لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ, so that with the meeting of your Lord you become تُوقِنُونَ. You have yaqeen, you have assurity. Yes, because all of this creation, as Surah Ali Imran says, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, you didn't create this for no reason. Subhanak, Subhanak. You must come to QFC course, yeah brothers, by the way. Quranic framework course, inshallah, coming October. We'll go into detail into these things, inshallah, in there. Let's move on. I think I'm losing the plot a bit. Astaghfirullah. Let's move on now, inshallah. Khair. And then there are other ayat here. The earth, the mountains, the rivers. And here, the lands, neighboring plots of lands, grapevines, crops, palm trees. Yeah, and this is amazing. Subhanallah. Same water, yeah? Different fruit. Same tree, even sometimes, same tree, different fruits tastes differently. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. If it was all random, yeah, then they should all taste the same, then, isn't it? If it was all random, it just happened. And cherry shouldn't always be like cherry shape, it should be different sometimes, random. But it's consistent. Consistency shows there is something behind it to keep it consistent. There is some check, there is some balance. There is some maintenance. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allahu Akbar. Khair. Moving on. Ayah number 7. Again, they say the same thing. And you will find this again and again. They ask for a miracle. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا لَوْ لَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. They are saying to him, why doesn't Allah send an ayah, a sign? And look, we mentioned already 4 ayat. Huh? Already there are ayat there. But they don't want to see it, yeah? إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرْ. Tell them, I am not. Tell them, meaning, sorry, not tell them. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ. You are not but a warner. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ had. And for every nation there is a guide. It's up to them if they want to take the guidance or not. And then it mentions about the knowledge of Allah. اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَحْمِلُ كُلُّ أُنْثَى وَمَا تَغِيضُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. And Allah knows what every female carries. And what the wombs they lose prematurely or they exceed. And everything with him is by his due measure. Just think about it, if you just reflect, because we don't have time. Allah Ta'ala, He is telling them, who is Allah? Because once you know who Allah is, you can never associate with Him. Because you know He's perfect. Nothing can be like Him. Nothing can be worthy of this at all, in the slightest. Hence, I would never associate with Him. In any form. So Allah Ta'ala is telling them about the greatness of Allah and His knowledge, the aspect here being emphasized, knowledge. And again, عَلِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ, Ayah 9. He knows everything, unseen and witness. For us it's unseen, for Him it's not. The grand, the exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهْرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَصَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. It is the same to Him. Yeah, concerning whether you conceal his speech or publicize it, whether you speak, yeah, in a low volume, high volume, or whether one is hidden by night or conspicuous, meaning that doesn't matter. And then what else? In addition to his perfect knowledge, لَهُ مُؤَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. There are the ones, the angels, yeah, before and behind them who protect them. And there are angels that write down. مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Now Allah Ta'ala is telling us a sunnah of Allah, that indeed Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala, He has given you all this creation, perfect creation. He has set the scene for you, put you in this creation, and created you pure, with pure fitrah, the inclination to worship Allah alone. But then you changed that. You went towards shirk, hence things started to mess up. You changed the default position of your being. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهَا. And when Allah Ta'ala, He decides something evil for a for a nation, who can then repel that? Nobody. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And there is not for them besides him any patron. Nobody else can help. Khair, moving on then. Ayah 17, let's take. Mentions haqq and batil. Beautiful simile, subhanallah, of haqq and batil. Because Allah Ta'ala is telling the Prophet ﷺ and the believers and us today that no matter what, the haqq will remain, the batil will vanish. Anzala min as-sama'i ma'an. Let's just take the English. He sends down from the sky rain, and valleys flow according to their capacity, and the torrent, you know the torrent, really, really fast flowing water. Yeah? Torrent carries a rising foam with it, if you have seen it. And from that which they heat in the fire, desiring adornments and utensils, meaning gold and silver, also has a foam when you burn it in the fire. Thus Allah presents the example of truth and falsehood. As for the foam, it vanishes after a while, doesn't it? Foam is gone. Yeah? A lot of bubbles, where they gone? But as for that which benefits the people, meaning the haqq, it remains on the earth. Allah does present examples. Meaning that all of this hype and all of this, yeah, frenzy, media frenzy by the Quraysh against the Prophet ﷺ, all of this will come to an end. What will remain is the haqq, because when the Prophet ﷺ, he entered into Ka'batullah, he says, قُلْ جَعَ الْحَقْ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. The haqq has come, the batil vanished, and the batil is not but going to vanish. Subhanallah al-Azim. Moving on then, let's take the second section of this surah. Ayat 19 to 29. The people of Tawheed are intelligent, while the people of Shirk are foolish. Simple. Yeah, simply Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it. 10 qualities of the Ulul Albab given here. I will just list them. Yeah. So the wisdom, the people of wisdom, 10 qualities. They fulfill promises. They keep relations. They fear Allah. They fear His Hisab. They are Sabir. They please Allah. They establish Salah. They spend out of that which Allah has given them. They repel evil with good. Repelling evil with good. Somebody says something to you, you say something good back to them. Not the same. Especially Quranic, mashallah, you are students of Quran. You cannot use any filthy language at all. You cannot tell each other to, you should say be quiet. If you want to tell somebody to not speak, say be quiet. That's the most, not anything more than that. This is your standard, inshallah, yeah? Not more than that. So, and then they they remember Allah. Yes, these are 10 qualities of the people who are promised Jannah. May Allah make us from amongst these people. Ameen. And then mentions the kuffar in ayah 25. But those who break the covenant of Allah after contracting it and sever, meaning they cut off that which Allah has ordered to be joined, meaning their relationships, and spread corruption on earth, for them is the curse, and they will have the worst home. So this is a contrast between the people who have those good qualities and the people who do the opposite. And then Allah Ta'ala is telling us about life. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. He gives provisions more or less to whomever He wills. وَفَرِهُ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنِيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنِيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَعُ. And they rejoice in the worldly life. They get very happy. Look at what I've got. Allah Ta'ala is then bringing us back down to earth. Yeah? This dunya, compared to the akhirah, nothing much. مَتَعُ الْقَلِيلِ. You know, like the towel. You know a towel? After you do wudu, what do you use a towel for? Just to wipe that. This is dunya. Towel. Used it. Finish. Then you throw it in the basket to be washed. This is dunya compared to the hereafter. And this subhanallah al-azim, look at this beautiful ayah. Alladhina amanu, the people who believe, wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bidhikrillah, and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah. Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. Dhikr is such a comprehensive term. But in a nutshell, dhikr is to always remember Allah in every situation. What He is pleased with, what He is displeased with. This is dhikr. in every situation. It can be by the heart, with the tongue, with the limbs, etc., etc. This is dhikr. الَّذِينَ عَمُنُوا عَمْلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ تُوبَى لَهُمْ وَهُسْنَ مَعَابٍ Subhanallah. For the people who believe and do good deeds, there is tuba. Tuba is a tree in Jannah. And for them, there is a great return. Subhanallah al-Azim. Let's move on then, inshallah, to the next section, the final section of this surah. The people of Tawheed will meet a good end and outcome. And Allah Ta'ala is saying to the believers that you continue your mission in spite of all the plotting that is going against you. Yeah? All of these. So again, they're asking for a miracle. And Allah Ta'ala is saying here, again, this is ayah 31. And if there was any Qur'an by which the mountains would be removed or the earth would be broken apart or the dead would be made to speak, it would be this Qur'an. But to Allah belongs the affair entirely. Meaning that they're asking for signs. Qur'an is the sign. But if anything was a sign, it is this. But they don't listen. Then have those who believe not accepted that Allah had willed, He would not have guided the people, all of them. He would have guided all of them. He could have guided everybody. Many times Allah Ta'ala mentioned this. And those who disbelieve do not cease to be struck for what they have done by calamity, or it will descend near their home until there comes the promise of Allah. Indeed, Allah does not fail in His promise. Warning, Allah Ta'ala is warning them. The time is running out. Your time is coming to an end. And let's just take some more ayat here. Let's take ayah 38 here. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ We have sent the messengers verily before you. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجٍ وَذُرِّيَّةً And we made for them wives and descendants, meaning they are humans, they are not angels. وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ And a messenger is not befitting for him that he will bring an ayah on his own self. He can't. He doesn't have the ability to bring a miracle. لِكُلِّ أَجْلٍ كِتَابٍ For every term is a decree. يَمْهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ يُثْبِتْ وَإِنَّهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ Allah eliminates what He wills or confirms. And with Him is the mother of the book in the Lawhil Mahfuz, as we mentioned in the first introductory session. And in ayah 41, أَوَلَمْ يَرُوا أَنَّ نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا Have they not seen that we have set upon the land, reducing it from its borders? This is telling them that as Islam is spreading, yeah, just imagine, as Islam is spreading, your authority and your influence in the Arabian Peninsula is decreasing. Yeah, so as if it says here, land is being reduced from around you, meaning the time is coming. Yeah, if you don't want to accept Islam from the heart, you will have to accept it because it will govern you. Regardless of the best things for you, is to accept it with your heart and outwardly. Wallahu yahkumu la mu'aqqib li hukmihi wa huwa sari'ul hisab. Allah decides, there is no adjuster of His decision, and He is swift in account. وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ أُقْبَى الدَّارُ And those before them had plotted, but to Allah belongs the plan entirely. It is up to Allah. مَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ He knows what every soul earns, and the disbelievers will know from what is, for whom is the final home. Let's then move on to Surah Ibrahim. Period of revelation is after Surah Ar-Ra'd. Central theme in the light of the Quranic warnings and historical events. One should take heed and learn a lesson and leave disbelief and ungratefulness and ingratitude. Instead, turn to Tawheed and turn to Shukr of Allah. Now, the surah starts off by telling us that Allah Ta'ala, He has sent the revelation to take people out of darkness into light. This is the whole objective of this revelation. The second section then takes a look at the historic events and the history of Musa as a lesson against disbelief and ingratitude, and gives us the principle of reward and punishment. So we have mentioned Musa alayhi salam quite a few times. There is mention also of here of Ayyamullah, the days of Allah, and of course that refers to Fir'aun and the day he was punished and his people. And in ayah 7, Allah Ta'ala, He mentions that the people who do shukr, yeah, the people who are grateful. Now, gratefulness means that a person uses the blessing as it was intended. So this life is a blessing. To use this life as it is intended by Allah, to use it like that, this is shukr. Okay? As a comprehensive term. وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will increase you in favor. Yeah? So if you are grateful, you'll have more. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. But if you are ungrateful, you show ingratitude, then my punishment is severe. So moving on then to the third section. This is more about the history of conflict between gratefulness and ungratefulness. Talks about Nuh, Ad, Thamud, and the following of the forefathers. So they were ungrateful, so they were therefore punished. And it talks about the people of Jahannam here. Let's just take this one ayah, then we move on to the next section. Ayah number 17. He will gulp it. So this is the person in the hellfire. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. And before him is hell. وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَعٍ صَدِيدٍ. And he will be given a drink of purulent water. He will gulp it, but will hardly be able to swallow it. And death will come to him from everywhere, but he is not to die. And before him is a massive punishment. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And then the example has been given in the fourth section. The similitude of the deeds of the disbelievers and the dialogue in the hereafter. And I want to just end with this, subhanAllah, 21, ayah 21, where the people who will come, yeah, and they will come out for judgment before Allah altogether, and the weak will say to those who were arrogant, indeed, we were your followers, so can you avail us anything against the punishment of Allah? Can you save us? They will say, if Allah had guided us, we would have guided you. It is all the same for us, whether we show intolerance or are patient, there is no place of escape, meaning we are now trapped in the hellfire. Now look at this, shaitan, what he will say. And shaitan will say, when the matter has been concluded, indeed, Allah has promised you the promise of truth. Allah promised you hisab, yes, it's true. And I promised you, but I betrayed you. Just like he betrayed them in Badr, you remember, yeah? But I had no authority over you except that I invited you and you responded to me. I didn't force you. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. Shaitan is going to humiliate the people even there. I cannot be called to your aid, nor can you be called to my aid. Indeed, I deny your association of me with Allah. Meaning that I now deny you, subhanAllah. This is shaitan. Indeed, for the wrongdoers is a painful punishment. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from shaitan. And inshallah, the next session, we will have a look at this beautiful similitude between shajara tayyiba and shajara khabitha. And inshallah Ta'ala, we will learn some lessons from that. In light of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam's life, we ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us, guide our hearts, our minds, to make this Quran the spring of our hearts, the light of our chest, and to make it that which gets rid of all our distresses and all our grievances. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa jazakumullahu khayran.